What's good? We're back. One and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, a.k.a. Triple P, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. Today, I'm going to react to a video of a content creator reacting to Joe Rogan talking about how he looks at Barack Obama differently and he does not view him the same. Let's get into it.
Let's get into it. Soul Not For Sale Podcast. Coach Colin here. We got Joe Rogan talking about Obama briefly and how his opinion changed in regards to Obama, which I'm very happy about. And then we have something that's happened recently with Obama. He was talking about somebody or a certain group of people, you know, rigging elections possibly, you know, maybe putting a fix in, maybe stacking the deck in their favor, maybe going after political opponents. Obama become a Republican and he's talking about no. That's what he's accusing Republicans of. Oh, it's going to be nice to play this for you really quick. Obama seems to be so for division. This happened at a recent event he was speaking at. Seems like it was his own event. Let me just make sure that it seems like they were at the Obama Foundation Democracy Forum. Okay, so he made his own event in order to give a speech. So we'll get into that after the Rogan clip. Let's go.
We did trust the government, but there's this, which is such a weird thing to say. You know, I used to think it was the Obama administration, but boy, Obama during this Kamala Harris administration, it changed my opinion of that guy.
Boy. Really? Did you have a high opinion of him before?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did, just as an intelligent person, right. A statesman. I felt like he's probably like caught up in the system. It's very difficult to make real meaningful change. You know, you think you're going to do something, and then you get into office, and you're like, oh, God, what a f-ing quagmire this place is.
That was the excuse a lot of people gave, that he didn't have the opportunity to do what he wanted to. He didn't have the power to do what he wanted to. Bunch of BS. Let's keep it moving.
But watching him just straight up lie about Trump, the thing that got me was that very fine people thing, the white supremacist thing. They just kept trying to say that he was a racist, which is this thing that I think worked in like 2017.
Yeah.
You know, I think it worked back then. I don't think it works anymore. I don't think people believe it anymore. I think that we've gotten numb to all this stuff.
Well, it's the sky is falling thing, right?
Yeah.
It's like, wolf or whatever. It's like, you guys can only call... You only call me a fascist so many times. I mean, like the New York Times wrote that article a couple years ago, right? Where I'm like, it was the front of the coffee cup where it was like, do you want Trump 2024? Do you want low taxes? Do you want this? Yeah. And I'm like, I want all that.
That seems like the move nowadays is not to present actual policies of what you're going to attempt to do. All they could do is just talk shit on the political opponent. Like, they can't really present policies, put a plan to action. They just gotta shit talk the other guy to try to win, and can't present any substance, any plan to put to action, or any real policies that matter. Let's keep it moving.
Good. And like, you can only call me a fascist, racist, asshole. I mean, to be fair, like I can float into the asshole category relatively easy, but
I can float in there too. But let's keep it moving.
Man, Joe Rogan sounding very somber as he's talking about it too. Yep. Like, man, just, you know, Obama, you know, he called Obama the GOAT of presidents. bro, George Washington exists, bro. Like, go with him. You know, if you want an easy answer, you know. Hard for people to argue with is go with George Washington. You're good, you know.
Or Lincoln, or my favorite of all time is Theodore Roosevelt. Let's keep it moving.
Stay there. But Obama, come on, man. You got to look into that a little bit. Leading report wrote, breaking, former President Obama insinuates that Republicans are responsible for stealing elections and politicizing the U.S. government.
Oh, you can't say that. You can't do that. I mean, when Trump or anybody else on the Republican side said elections are rigged, no, you're an election denier. You can't do that. We have an affair election. Like, elections have never been rigged anywhere before. And I could have sworn people said that Republicans rigged the election when Bush was in office and Jeb Bush was governor of Florida, that he helped get his brother elected. So you mean to tell me that, oh, Republicans can rig elections, but Democrats can't? That's funny.
Really? Is that how it goes? As soon as Trump wins, that's how it goes. I understand. It's fine. We'll slowly watch the left turn into conspiracy theorists. I can't wait. I can't wait. I can't wait. We'll get them some tinfoil Speedos, you know? Bring them on in, you know? Yeah, but you have to be on board with lizard people first. This is what Obama said. Then I'm going to play some actual clips from the full video. There's another part that he said. You know, I like to give you guys a little more than what everybody else is giving. Everybody else is giving this 43-second clip. I'm going to show you some other stuff that he said in this speech. And then I'm going to give you a little more context to this 43-second clip. Let's go.
Potentially, when one side tries to stack the deck and lock in a permanent grip on power, either by actively suppressing votes or politicizing the armed forces or using the judiciary, the criminal justice system to go after opponents.
That's funny. I mean, I don't remember Trump using the armed forces to go after people, but I do recall that Democrats just recently used the justice system to try to lock up Trump, not only in New York, but in Atlanta, Georgia. Somebody get this guy a mirror. He must have not looked in a mirror lately.
And in those circumstances, pluralism does not call for us to just stand back and say, well, I'm not sure. That's okay. In those circumstances, a line has been crossed.
A line has been crossed. The whole time you're like, oh my God, is this guy calling out Joe Biden right now? No. That's not what he's doing. Hey, I just got to play this one more time. Watch this part where he talks about a grip on power here.
Potentially, when one side tries to stack the deck and lock in a permanent grip on power.
His mouth started watering. He loves that permanent grip on power. He said he thought about it and paused. He's like, that.
He said, wow, that sounds like a great idea.
Oh, permanent grip on power. Just keep it forever. Third term, fourth term. Oh, he loves Zapper. Look at him. He's just like,
yeah, that sounds good.
Nothing sweeter than that permanent grip. Now, in this clip, he's talking about, in this whole speech, he's talking about pluralism. Now, what pluralism is a political system that values diversity and representation and encouraging participation of various groups and organizations in the decision-making process. Everything that the Democrats have been completely against since they've been in power, every time they're in power, pretty much. Now, that's what he's pushing in this whole speech. You know, so as soon as Trump takes power, he's now pushing this whole pluralism thing. But then he's just Trump wins, and now he's taking this underdog stance where it's like, you know, we got to learn to get along with these people. We got to learn to get along with Hitler and these fascists. You know, they're not so bad. It's very odd.
Yeah, let me go with that one. This idea, like, if I thought somebody was like Hitler, no way, no how could I find a way to work with him. Like, hell no. It doesn't even cross my mind. I'm not even thinking about trying to work with somebody that I call Hitler. I don't even allow dishonest people in my life, scumbags in my circle. I'm not going to work with them. So the idea that you would work with somebody that you compared to Hitler is crazy unless they're nowhere near what you said. And, you know, I think the reason that Democrats feel the need to try to work with Republicans now is because they spent the last 8 years working against them and not wanting to work with them, basically having them censored on social media, having them accounts banned on social media, basically calling everybody who voted for Trump and supported Trump a racist, white supremacist, bigot, homophobe, transphobe. And now they're trying to walk back those things, and you can't walk back those things. You call somebody a racist that's not a racist, there's no apologizing that. You can't just say, I'm sorry, I got it wrong, especially when there was no evidence or proof anyways. This is the thing, like, for you to say every white person that voted for Trump is a racist or white supremacist, you didn't pass math class. And if you did, how the fuck did you pass math class? If you don't know, apparently you don't understand odds and percentages and the human mind, and people are so different on so many different levels. You got black people that only listen to heavy metal. You got white people like me that predominantly listen to only hip hop and interview nothing but 90s hip hop artists. Like, I can't even think, how many white people have I interviewed this year? I think zero. I think I interviewed zero white people this year. It's crazy. Let's keep it moving.
Know, the spin that he's trying to put on this, but then also at the same time being like, and you know, they might try and stack the deck, they might try and keep a permanent grip on power and, you know, go after political rivals. We're not about that. No, not us. It's them that might do that. That's what we have to be watching for the next 4 years. It's very interesting the way he's making this little switch. Here's something else that he said in the speech as well.
I believe the answer is yes.
Of course, I was listening to it double speed. My bad. Let me slow it down. Here you go. Oh, geez.
I am convinced that if we want democracy as we understand it to survive, then we're all going to have to work towards a renewed commitment to pluralist principles. Because the alternative is what we've seen here in the United States and in many democracies around the globe.
You notice he didn't name one specific country past ours. He says many democracies across the globe, but you didn't name any. It's funny how that works.
Not just more gridlock, not just public cynicism, but an increasing willingness on the part of politicians and their followers to violate democratic norms.
Oh, you mean like censoring political opponents? Citing that they're spitting misinformation, so they need to be suppressed off of social media, which misinformation is free speech. Lying is free speech. Having opponents removed completely off of social media in the middle of election, trying to use the justice system to have a political opponent locked up so they can't run for election.
Anything they can to get their way.
Sounds familiar.
To use the power of the state to target critics and journalists.
Oh, yeah, like censorship on conservative views.
And political rivals. And to even resort to violence in order to gain and hold on to power.
What violence did Trump resort to hold on to power? I know some people are going to say January 6th. Okay.
We have seen that movie a lot.
He literally made that movie.
Yeah, he was the director.
Isn't that interesting he said that? He made the movie.
Obama, Scorsese. Obama Scorsese. Just keep it moving.
What's he talking about? It's very odd the way it's not even odd. It's a tactic in confusion, because this is everything that they do and have been doing And now Trump is about to take office and he's talking like that is everything they do and have been, everything Republicans do and have been doing. And that's just not the case. That's just not what we've seen. We've seen Trump be able to prosecute Hillary Clinton and others and hasn't. He was impeached for investigating Hunter Biden. You know, he wanted to look into that whole thing. The same things that he wanted to look into, Hunter Biden's now being pardoned for. it's just very interesting that this big switch is coming all of a sudden.
Yeah, you know who gets pardoned? Sometimes people that are innocent in crimes and political prisoners usually, but the norm now is if you're getting pardoned, you definitely are a criminal. You committed a crime.
And now, the exact avatar that the Democrats have taken, he's now just bringing over and just putting it onto Republicans and being like, man, gotta watch out for these guys, huh? It's amazing. It's amazing. And he even uses his own platform to do it. You know, MSNBC, all the, they're not.
Yeah, that's another one. Like, all the mainstream media, except for Fox News, is basically on the sides of Democrats and liberals, which, how did that come about? You using mainstream media against your political opponent because they're biased. The media used to never be biased. And I think I done heard enough. Yeah, it's crazy. I actually voted for Barack Obama first term. After he won and I heard the John McCain losing speech, I instantly knew that I voted for the wrong person. I've never voted for any politician because their skin color was white, but I did vote for somebody because their skin color was black. And I can tell you right now, that didn't work. So voting for a politician or president or governor or anybody just because of their skin color, that doesn't work, man. You got to go off policies. And the policies that they say they're going to try to achieve and accomplish. And you have to try to take their word for it, you know, and hope that they go through, you know, once they get elected, that they're going to go through and try to achieve and accomplish every single policy possible. Because, you know, you can't get 100% across the board. If somebody said they're going to do this, you're never going to get 100%. I mean, That's you're naive to think that any politician can achieve 100% of what they said they're going to achieve, especially when you got, you know, the House and the Senate and everybody voting against them. Once again, I'll thank y'all for tuning in another episode of Paul Pickett Podcast. Peace, and I'm out.